Hey guys, it's Jay John of Asian Pop Radio. We bring you Asia-wide hits 24/7 via our free app, which you can download via the App Store. It's available on Android and iOS, so get it now so you can hear Asia-wide hits 24/7. Diversity's our thing. We play a heap of music from all corners of the globe, and I guess our main objective is to support Asian musicians of all backgrounds, all genres, so do check it out. You can also subscribe to us via podcast. Just search for Asian Pop Radio on iTunes, so you don't miss a beat. Now, apologies to everyone that's been waiting for our fourth Impact interview. Unfortunately, we did have our Easter break and we had some time off work, and then I got a little bit sick. So again, very, very sorry being hanging out for this one, but here it is now. This is part one of our interview with Fourth Impact, and if you want to hear part two of our Fourth Impact interview, you'll have to subscribe on iTunes so you can hear that. But I don't want to stall you any further, so here is part one of our interview with the girls from Fourth Impact. This is the Jeanette and Jay John Show on Asian Pop Radio. And as we said earlier on the show, very excited now to welcome to the program the girls from
Fourth Impact.
There it is. Hey. Welcome, girls. Thanks for being here today.
Hello, everyone. To all the listeners. Good evening.
This is very exciting. We've been looking forward to having a chat to you for a very long time now. For those of our audience that are unfamiliar, can you please tell us when you first formed your group, and have you always worked together as, the sisters together, or did you perhaps sometime before that previously work on your own projects?
This is the team. Yeah. Well, we started our group things when we're young. Actually, Elmira is the one who started singing, and when she get a formal training, so she became a scholar in the voice training center, and then she shared what she learned from the vocal trainer, and then we started from there. And before that, me, Miles, Mylene, and Selena used to be a backup dancer, so but we started since 2001. Yeah,
fantastic. Sarah Geronimo is a name familiar.
Geronimo,
my apologies.
You're not Filipino, that's why.
I know, that's why I need you here.
No problem.
A name familiar to many of our listeners, obviously not me. We believe she was one of the fellow contestants on Star for a night, one of your earlier competitions. So did you get along well with her, and are you still friends today?
Yeah, she's quite famous, so you know, being recognized by her now times is very overwhelming. And we're just batchmates. I didn't actually compete with her like directly, but we're just batchmates in one competition, and we just come from one competition, and from there we're not get along as friends, but we became her backup dancers like last 2008-2009 in one of her programs, and she's very, very humble, and you know, we're not really close to her, but when we saw her, she's very nice and friendly.
That's always good to know. Jeanette,
it seems you've had so much success across Asia and beyond, and you have won so many competitions. Is there one that stands out for the group as a favorite moment or even a favorite win?
Yeah, Mylene will answer that.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Actually, her favorite moment, of course, is the X Factor, when we joined X Factor, our audition moment.
That must have been a very big moment for you all. I mean, you've done so many things, but to be there on such a huge program that's known worldwide, right?
Yeah, and that was the one that really changed our lives.
So, girls, the group has had a good few name changes over the years. What's the reason for that?
Hi, this is Selena.
Hi, Selena.
Yeah, so actually we never really intended to change our names every time we compete in competitions, but when we joined Superstar K6, which is in Korea, we registered the name Goliath Sisters, but I think they prefer short names, so we came up with the name Mika, and that was the initial of our name. So it's Mylene, Irene, Selena, and Almira. So and X Factor,
they're the ones
we used the name Mika. the name Mika, but yep. Unfortunately, it was already copyrighted
by a famous singer
in London. So Almira came up with the name Fourth Power, but unfortunately, again, it was already copyrighted. So
no.
We decided to use it again. Fourth Impact. So hopefully, that was
the last name
for us.
Right. I think that would be a challenge for a lot of artists when they're trying to come up with a name. It's always a bit of a challenge to get something that hasn't been used before.
Yes, it is.
So the final is Fourth Impact now.
So what was your main motivation behind joining Superstar K6? You know, was it just to gain more wider recognition in the hugely successful K-pop market? Because it seems to be where everyone wants to be these days.
This is Irene. Actually, I was the one who really loved K-pop and K-dramas, and I always share it to my sisters. And I just saw it in the Google that time that they have an audition for Philippine Superstar K6. So we just tried out and actually we just tried to sing one stanza of a Korean song, and then we didn't expect we will be accepted, and then we became the top 8 in that competition. So we were
the Let It Go cover
became viral.
Yeah,
and
amazing.
That time 21 is very famous in our country, and K-pop music is very famous. So we have a dream, you know, of becoming one of the K-pop too.
Was that something new for our musicians from the Philippines? Like, had other Philippine groups from the Philippines entered the Superstar K6 competition previously, or were you the first?
We are the first Filipino group, in the history of the K-pop competition. It's the first time that Filipino group joined a Korean competition.
Woo!
And we became the top 8, so.
That's incredible. Well done. So then, I guess, again in 2015, as you said earlier, you traveled even further and tried out for the X Factor UK. So, you know, was world domination what you were aiming for, or...?
During that time, this is Almira. You know, we've come a long way. Like, every year we're just trying. And then we came to the point that we give up already. And then X Factor came, and our mom says, just try it out for the very last time. So, you know, world domination is not really our goal that time. It is just to, you know, just try our luck for the last time. And we didn't know that it really changed our lives. You know, that's the biggest thing that ever happened to us.
Or just do what your mom tells you to do.
Yeah, mom knows best.
So Simon Cowell is one of the biggest names in the recording industry. What was it like to get such praise from him? And do you remember his words till today?
Yes, we are. This is Almira again. We still remember what he always tells us in the backstage, and every time there's a break, he always tells us that enjoy every moment while you're still here in the competition. Like, enjoy, and because we're sisters, and we're really looking, you know, we're very stiff, I
game
think
face on,
and
always.
We're very game face on, and we're very disciplined in our stuff, and we sometimes forget to enjoy everything. And he was always saying, just enjoy it, and every time we enjoy, that's the time where they really appreciate us and have our standing ovation. So he always tells us, and it's very overwhelming to be praised by the number one Mr. Simon Cowell himself.
Yeah, well, if my memory serves me correctly, he actually said that you guys had the best audition that he'd seen to that time. Is that right?
Yes.
And biggest 4 yeses.
In stereo.
Yes.
Thanks for listening to part one of our interview with Fourth Impact. If you want to hear part two, make sure you go to iTunes and subscribe to Asian Pop Radio so you can hear it coming up right after this episode. Or you can directly go to podomatic.com/AsianPopRadio.